Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, I knew it wouldn't be before long, man. I knew somebody would finally get the evidence of somebody stealing somebody's order of food they had delivered to their house.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, stealing it, like, while they're delivering it.
I mean, you just, you got it. With all the security cams that are out there, you would think that these idiots would maybe tone down the criminal behavior.
Yeah, it finally happened.
Now they're idiots, so that's probably why they don't tone it down.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, that's just zero F's given. But this Austin resident, name is Richard, and he said, yep, his Uber Eats delivery driver liked his food so much that, you know what, the driver ate some of it himself. Security cameras got the whole thing because, you know, he's got them all over his house, Richard does.
I don't get this, though. Whenever you hear these stories of Uber Eats drivers eating your food, I mean, don't they realize that you have their information? Because, I mean, you get, like, all, like, the driver's license, the name. So, I mean, you could track it down.
Yeah, and all you get, though, the only repercussions you have is you got to go to Uber. And here's what they always say. I mean, and it's not just Uber Eats. It's like, we've done so many of these where our order has not been right.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just like, we'll look into it. Or a rude driver. I mean, now granted, you know, being part of the community I'm a part of, we do a lot of, fast food ordering out. It's not the healthiest, but we have plenty of experience with this. And it's the same thing. They just go, yeah, we'll look into it. Because really, they have to take whoever they can get to deliver these, deliver the food, because who else is going to do it?
If I'm a company and I find out that the guy whose only job is to deliver food to people and he's eating the food, I'm not letting that person stay in my company.
I don't blame you. I just think, Steve, I don't think you're going to have many people working for your company.
Well, damn it.
I mean, either that, the companies don't give an F. I just would like to think that a company, you know, all of these different companies somewhat care, but it's happened so much, Steve. It's I can't tell you, probably at least 25 to 40% of our orders are wrong. And we suspect that actually the food's been taken, because sometimes we've had happen what this guy happened, food smeared on the bag. Like this guy was popping chicken wings into his mouth, and you could see the greasy fingerprints all over the bag. And
again, oh my gosh.
He was digging into it, so he could see the sauce on the bag. So we confronted the driver. Driver goes, you're crazy. I don't know what you're talking about. He goes, dude, I got you on camera. You were eating my chicken wings. And finally, the driver's like, yeah, I was hungry. I'm sorry.
Well, at least he owned up to it.
Yeah. And then he's, of course, the guy refuses the order. And then basically Uber Eats says, yeah, we'll look into it.
The thing that pisses me off most about this story is that they're referring to these as chicken wings when they're chicken nuggets.
Oh, are they chicken nuggies?
Yeah, they're boneless chicken wings is what he ate. Which, I mean, honestly,
those aren't chicken
point,
wings, they're just boneless.
No. Well,
I mean, it says it in the title.
It says it right in the title. I don't know why you and Danny can't accept reality the way it is.
See, that would never happen because I wouldn't order trash like that.
Oh. Whoa!
That shot's chicken wings.
Come Buffalo on, Wild Wings, boneless chicken wings are probably the best.
They're really good.
They're fantastic.
I don't disagree. They're very good.
They're amazing.
I just don't like that they're called boneless chicken wings.
You guys just don't like progress.
Well, it's like restaurants sometimes will like, they'll give the driver a little like thing of fries,
dude,
to keep the driver from stealing the person's food.
That's genius.
Yeah, Red Robin does that. They'll give you a little cup of fries so you won't dig into the other people's fries because they're so good and you know it's going to happen.
That is insane.
That's just where we are.
We know you're
going to
be a crook, so here we're going to make it less likely that you'll be a crook.
Just have these fries.
Yeah, there you go, buddy. Now you know the ugliness of retail and the food service industry. Yeah, people just don't give an F.
Yeah.
You know, and it's amazing to me. Yeah, you like with all the cameras, Steve, I wouldn't try it. And yet this guy was caught red-handed. And what's going to happen? I mean, he must not be getting that much money that he cares. That's what I look at it like. It's like, you know, what do I care? All right, you fire me from this job, I'll get my stimulus check. What do you want me to do?
Or those boneless chicken wings smelled so delicious. He's like, screw it.
Well, I have been there for that. I can't argue with him wanting them.
Or maybe psychologically, he just thought they were his food. Sometimes, when I get fast food, I'm just like, put my hand in a bag and just start eating it. And maybe he forgot that he was actually delivering it. I don't know. Grabbing it.
Yeah. But here's what I have a question.
That would be a great response. Like, dude, I totally forgot that I was delivering food. It was in my car and it just smelled good. Instinctually just thought I should start eating it.
So what would you rather have? Would you rather have that or would you rather have your delivery guy think it's okay to have some alone time in his car while he's working? This was a pizza delivery guy decided, you know what? I'm not going to take your pizza. I'm just going to take some time to be with me and little me. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 617 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys, and it's a special day for some of us that are fans of the fruit that grows on trees. Any guesses on what that is?
Ooh. The fruit that grows on trees?
Yes.
All right, Apple Day.
Apple Day?
Wrong.
I'm going to go with Orange Day.
Wrong.
Banana.
Wrong.
A good guess. I enjoyed one this morning. Red.
Pear Day.
Wrong.
Damn it.
National Avocado Day.
Oh, I don't think I realized they grew on trees.
I didn't either. That's why I thought that was kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
Clicked on the stupid link and it says, it's the fruit that grows on trees. I'm like, that is a nugget of info that my dad would say all the time whenever he eats an avocado.
He'd
be like, eating an avocado, like, did you know that this is a fruit that grows on trees?
Oh.
So I'm trying to become more and more like my dad. So if you enjoy avocados, today's the day to go to Chipotle.
Why is that?
Because usually you got to like sell an arm and a leg to be able to afford their guacamole, but today it's free.
Oh, nice.
Save some money. Get that free guac, but there's a catch. Because I got excited and then I was disappointed. You need to be a part of the Chipotle Rewards Club in order to get that free guacamole.
Oh.
So I'm like, all right, I'm signing up for the Rewards Club today. You had to be a member before today.
Oh.
They're rewarding those that have been a part of them since day one.
Ish. Or day one yesterday.
Yes.
I don't agree with that marketing.
Well, you know what then? Go to the bank, take out a loan, and buy some guacamole.
Yeah. That leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Hey.
good I did there?
Chipotle's so damn good.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
All right, let's talk about this guy that pulled, I guess, a little bit of trouble because he pulled something. And it wasn't exactly something you should be pulling when another person pulls their car into a spot next to you.
Oh, really?
He was in his Honda Civic at a convenience store parking lot. A woman, she got into the spot next to him, looked over and noticed that the guy was in the car.
Oh, yeah?
Taking care of himself,
taking
let's just say.
Taking care of business. Woo!
So the woman turned out to be an off-duty cop.
Oh, that is bad timing.
So she took down his license plate and then wisely did not even try and confront the guy because, well, I mean, it's just...
Well, she's off-duty.
I mean, you really want to deal with this? You're done with work.
She's done with work. She doesn't need this.
Let me let my coworkers handle this. So a couple on-duty cops showed up. They tracked him down. It's a 22-year-old by the name of Steven, and he was at his house.
Yeah.
He admitted that he was doing it, but he had a good excuse.
Oh, what's this?
He told the cops that he thought it was legal to take care of yourself if you're in your car.
Well.
No, you're not.
I mean, people pick their nose in the car. People eat in the car. People do a lot in the car. So I guess
I could go anywhere and pick my nose in front of anyone. It's not illegal. You're telling me that
it should be. I don't want to see that.
I'm not saying it's something that you want to see, yeah. But I'm not going to get arrested for it. This is the dumbest reason ever. There's no justification for him cranking it in his car.
All right. Well, I was trying to help the kid out.
Well, no. As he was being arrested, he was at home, so he had to apologize to his girlfriend while all this was going on and explain to her, I was horny and watched some porn after my pizza delivery shift. Insult to injury.
You know,
not only did you get busted for that, but you're being busted in front of your girlfriend for busting yourself.
And really, honestly, I mean, I can see the need, but right in a parking lot where somebody can park right next to you, rather than, you know, going to at least maybe a secluded spot, it does make him look like a moron.
Or yes.
Was he that horny? I mean, well, I have been. I mean, I don't remember what it's like to be 20.
Well, you know, convenience stores, they only have so many parking spots.
Oh, that's a good point. And he wanted it to be convenient. That's probably what he thought. It was like, well, it's a convenient spot for my convenient spot.
Well, I figure once I'm done, I'll go in there and get myself a Slurpee.
Oh, really?
Ugh. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to go and take anything from that store now.
So somebody over at Google Trends, they figured out what are the most overrated shows on television, and they broke it down state by state.
Ooh.
And they want to figure out, like, what's the top answer in each place. So, for instance, 8 states picked one specific show as being the most overrated television show. And it's a show that I've been kind of sort of binging recently.
Oh, okay.
Parks and Rec.
Wow.
I think the show's actually standing up to all the hype that people have said.
I don't think it's super funny. The show's not overrated because it never did as well as some other shows. It's critically acclaimed, but it, you know,
oh, it had to do well enough to have that many seasons.
Well, how many seasons did it have, Rev? It was like one of the lower tier NBC sitcoms.
7, I think.
If you had 7 seasons, that's a good run.
It's still a lower tier. Like, you know, wait, you say Parks and Rec or Community?
Parks and Rec.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said Community. Yeah, Parks and Rec is a good show. My bad.
It's all good.
My apologies. I thought you said Community.
You know?
Because I'm like, wait a minute, 7 seasons.
Yeah, they had 7 seasons.
That show was like everyone talked about. They loved it. It was a ratings hit.
And Community had 6 seasons.
Yeah. Oh, so see, it was a little bit less.
A little bit.
So really, people think Parks and Rec isn't that good.
Well, yeah, according to this Google Trends thing, Simpsons was number 2 as far as shows that people thought were overrated. Big Bang Theory, yeah. Walking Dead, Rick and Morty. But what do you think in Washington State was called and considered the most overrated television show?
The Office.
Wrong.
Damn.
No, but that was actually 4 states: Louisiana, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. And ours, the one that we picked, is also in only 4 states: Georgia, Indiana, South Dakota, and us in Washington.
Twin Peaks.
Wrong.
Right. Oh, well, I tried.
Game of Thrones.
Wrong.
Ooh.
Danny.
Rick and Morty.
Wrong.
Nope. Rick and Morty actually was, though, considered overrated, as well as Game of Thrones. Vicky, I'm shocked you didn't get this one.
Oh, really?
Oh, Friends.
Bing, bing, bing.
That's right. Your show. Overrated here in Washington. You're the only one that likes it.
Sick Burn.
I don't know.
Yeah. I've had fights on board game sites about the term overrated. You know what I mean?
Of course you have.
Well, it's
shocking.
If it's a massive success
and
people love it, then it is not overrated. You may just think it's not good for you. I don't know what is considered overrated that actually isn't. You know what I mean? Those are all shows that are well received.
You must be fun during conversations, man. I mean, overrated is just it's like guilty pleasure. I mean, we could get like real nitpicky about that. Why is it a guilty pleasure? You really feel guilty about it? It's just something that people say. Like, oh, that show's overrated because, you know, everyone loves it. I don't think it's all that good. It's an opinion-based thing.
Yeah, I can understand that. It's just a dumb word for me, and I think people are dumb when they go something that's popular everybody loves is overrated. It's like, no, it's not. You're just the one that doesn't like it.
Well, I think your stance on this is overrated.
Well, that's a good point. All right, I'll give you that.
How about the Mariners? You win 2 in a row. That's a streak, right, boys?
Yeah.
All right. Well, go Mariners.
True to the blue.
They beat the Angels 8-5 thanks to Jose Marmolejos, who hit his first home run, a three-run shot in the first inning, just crushed it. That was pretty badass. So what's up next for the Mariners? Home opener tonight. Who's going?
I'll tell you who's going.
The Mariners.
Your daughter may be going, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
be on the
Carl.
Lookout.
Yeah.
No, my daughter's name is not Carl. It's Tatum.
Sorry. Yeah.
Your son, a.k.a. your cat.
Yeah.
Fur baby.
Carl. And then Danny's also
going to
be
And Danny's
there.
Going with Billy's cardboard cutout style.
I have to watch tonight.
Me too.
I'm very curious. We're not going to see it. I think a lot of people, because I saw that the Mariners posted on their Twitter page some pictures of the seat fleet, like different shots. And there's a lot of fans going to the games. It might be more than typically that go to an actual Mariners game.
Wouldn't that be funny if they sold more cardboard than actually seats from last year?
It'd be great.
So then what happens? They just stop taking fans in, and it's like, from now on, cardboard cutouts.
Here you go, boys.
They'll be playing the Oakland A's tonight at 6:40. So if you want to watch that game, be on the lookout for Carl, Tatum, and Danny V. I hope nice. They're sitting together.
I do, too.
That would be so much fun.
NBA's back. It was a battle of the worst team names in the National Basketball Association as the Jazz beat the Pelicans last night. And the Lakers also beat the Clippers. As far as weather, 80 degrees and sun, that's the major point. That's what's up.
Joey Deez is very happy. He's got his LeBron James Lakers jersey on. He's celebrating the return of basketball.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's a nice jersey.
He's back.
I like it.
I was watching.
That's interesting. So, are you a Lakers fan?
I
didn't know that. I just figured that he was a Celtics fan.
He should be
this
a Celtics
is so
fan,
weird.
But they're not that good. But see, any self-respecting Celtics fan would hate Joey for being a Lakers fan because they were rivals for so long.
Yeah, right?
He's got his face so far up the butts of Boston sports when it comes to the Patriots and the Boston Red Sox.
Well, the Red Sox are my fault. I don't know how we got to the Patriots.
Well, because, I mean, I think part of it because that's where you guys are from.
But see, I never put the Patriots fourth to him. That's why I'm, the Red Sox, made part of his life. I took him to games. I made him really understand it. But I never once took him to a Patriots game and never really put it on TV much. So I don't know how he got to be a Patriots fan because the Celtics are also big deal in Boston.
Right. That's what I mean. I would think that he would just follow suit and just any team that's from Boston he would root for. Instead, he picks the team that the Boston basketball fans absolutely despise.
So, his logic for why he's a Patriots fan and not a Celtics fan or vice versa is I have no clue.
All right. This is bad. But when I was younger and we used to live in New York, we were really close to Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
And I mixed the colors up because they're the same colors for the Patriots as they are the Bills.
Uh-huh. That is true.
So I thought that I had been rooting for the Patriots my whole life, which is why I'm a Patriots fan.
Is that
I moved
really
over
it?
Here. Yeah. I never was into football until high school. And I'm like, I remember rooting for this team
the
when
red,
I was
white,
younger.
And blue team?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, I love the Patriots.
What a happy accident. Yeah, it is true. The Bills and the Patriots in the same division really do have the same color scheme.
It's a similar color scheme for sure, yeah.
But I didn't realize that till way later because when we were in New York, my dad bought this huge TV and I was really excited to watch football. My friend looked at me, 13 years later, he goes, dude, that guy you were talking about, that's a Bills player. Are you sure you're a Patriots fan? And I'm like, well, I have been for the last 5 years.
Might as well just stay the course.
Yeah.
Good thing you weren't colorblind. You'd be screwed for your sports picks.
I'd be like, well,
that makes
Raiders?
Sense. Because while he was a kid, we were raising him on football for the 4 years that Buffalo went to the Super Bowl. So that's why I couldn't understand why he became a Patriots fan. Yeah, I don't know. Because like I said, I never, and for those formative years of your life, I mean, we were, we were living, eating, breathing the Bills because they were just dominant in the AFC, definitely. And of course, in football.
I should specify. I also have terrible eyesight, and I did not have glasses back then.
Well, you have that.
So,
I don't know why I would have thought to get your glasses. It's not like I needed them or anything.
So then why are you a Lakers fan?
Okay, so I didn't get into the NBA until high school as well. Like, I really didn't get into sports until then. I mean, I played basketball, but no, I wasn't on anyone's radar until, I was about 16.
Well, most great basketball players don't really have a favorite team because they know eventually they'll be in the NBA, and they don't want that coming back on.
Did he just say he was on people's radar for his basketball?
Absolutely.
Hey.
As he was.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so you follow players. So I followed Kobe. That was kind of the player that I followed for a while. And I did like the Celtics, but they're notoriously bad at, like, trading for players and making the playoffs. And so.
Yeah, and you were way too young to be a part of, like, the Boston Celtics heyday of, like, the Larry Bird era.
Yeah, exactly.
Danny Ainge and all that crap.
Yeah, I mean, I got excited when they picked up Rondo for a while and stuff like that, but it just, you know, you can only watch so many losses as a half Celtics fan, you know, because I really was a Lakers slash Kobe fan for pretty much the entirety of my basketball love, my fame of it.
Oh.
But, yeah, and then eventually I was just like, you know, I don't even know why I'm pretending anymore.
Just embrace it.
I'm just going to embrace it. And then I got my dream come true. LeBron James goes to the Lakers. And I'm back, baby.
And the thing is I think basketball is my least favorite sport out of the four, five.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Well, basketball and soccer are tied for me,
really,
actually.
Really, Steve? No.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm a baseball, football, hockey, and then as far as basketball and soccer, it depends. It depends on my mood. Yeah. So I don't know. So
cool.
He's on his own, is all I'm saying. Is he's a huge, it's probably his favorite sport, and that it has nothing to do with me.
Well, it's because of all the people that he was on their radar.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, he was on the radar.
You just weren't paying attention.
He was amazing. Yeah. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
Which long-necked mammal has no vocal cords?
Long-necked mammal. Oh, a giraffe.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. I never heard a giraffe speak. Oh, I've seen Jeffrey.
Jeffrey the giraffe.
Jeffrey has spoken a lot. I miss him.
He's hit some hard times.
I am very surprised you got that right. Because as we know from your drawing of the giraffe, you didn't give him a long neck.
So right?
I thought for sure he wouldn't get that one.
It was a brain fart. I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot they had long neck.
You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you filed for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.